Nuevo, todo de aquí no va a venir de dinero. There are two types, I mentioned before. There are two types of human abomination. One type of human abomination is in a case where they are coming at the very outset. At the time the decision is made, they declare that this will enter. In the case of the bastard, where a person acted improperly by forcing the woman to give her consent to marriage, so with the I say agar un segundo marque, then Cajon say Akim Abomishmay, and in the case in Venice, also at the very outset, the Omakir Bush, where Iktano was standing under the pulpit to be confirmed into Dushi the Raise. So again, another man left with her consent from under the pulpit. So again, the Chachamim were Matkia the vision of the second husband. So there in these two cases, the Chachamim were Matkia the vision of the very outset. Then we have another case, like the Moral Shiles, where the Chachamim were Matkia the vision many years after the Kushan. In other words, that then 20 years later, before a year, and we stipulated by that Haredi Gideon was to come again and he was to come with him again. But he wants to come, but he's prevented because of sickness, because of this, because of that, because of the lameness. So neither I say the get should not be called because the human kind of illness is not given by the eyes. But any man is sucking, yes, we should put things that the get should be how she will tell us down. How is she tell us down in the house? The get is not how she should. So maybe, so when she gets married, she's in the church, she gets married. The answer is, in such a case, hoping for my peer to be there. So here it's not the acquisition at the very outset, at the time of the mission, but it's a acquisition of my prayer, and years later, retract. Then we have another case in the morning. But the other case in Lauren Litton is not the common area. This case of the get out mind, that mind is mind, the inner, so it is according to everybody, according to the first question in the law. But all the shame appear to ask and accept one's wishes in the mirror. Ask like the first question. So the first question holds that in time is beginning when the rice in each time is beginning, but the Chachamim were misaking that in time is beginning. So that the Allah, there the Gemara in Gittin, that one of Gittin mentioned that in connection with the Rav Shimon ben Amria, not in connection with the Rebbe. Now, there is Allah, that if somebody brings a Shmiah to the middle of the get to his wife, so the Baal, before the Shmiah fills the Shmiah, is able to do the Baal commission. He finds the Shmiah and tells him, listen, I appointed you as a Shmiah to the middle of the get to the show. I am abrogating the Shmiah. I don't want you to deliver to the Shia. So then the Shia cannot deliver to the Shia. And when they wish, she is not gracious, even if he does. So she is not gracious because he has debated the Shia. Has also been debated the Shia. So from Gabriel was in Sakhino and Takone that one should not be able to battle the shliches of the shliach, except in the presence of the shliach. accept the presence of Shri, but in the absence of the Shriya, so then he is not allowed to be about the Shriya. Why not? Because if the Baal will be in a position of creativity to annul the Talmud and the Shrikas, even in the absence of the Shriya will not know about it, and he will put the Shriya and hold him. So he sent him the Shriya who is going from York to America. And he told him to deliver a get to his wife in America. And then he was Mipatil. He was Mipatil between this and the Shrikas. But the Shriya doesn't know, can arrive in America and will deliver to Nisho, and then Nisho will not know that her husband was Mipatil Shrikas. She'll think that she's allowed to get married, and she knew that they had her from her brain, because how, why should they dissipate this people are Shrikas, so then she'll get married, and then she comes in, and then there is not a Korea, I mean, because there are sometimes she'll be misagne and so on. So because of that, Ram Gamliel was misake, that the Baal is not allowed to battle the Shrikas, and the Shriach shall not be free Ashriya, shall not be free Ashriya. So, now, so the Mishnah says like this: Hashriyah gatul ishti vidiyah ishriyah mishishalach achav shriyah gomor get shiros antur abot lo ari zabot kini mitzul ishti mishishalach achav shriyah yom alo get shiros antur abot lo ari zabot mishishalach achav shriyah yodosh mulach shabat lay dovishinu yisabez mokmach abobat lay hiskin ramamu azot mishlo yoyitzin kim tikam eyo. So before Ram Gamliel stuck on a, it was customary for the Baal to make a bezdin, and in the presence of the bezdin, so to battle the shrikas. That was customary. And now there's a machlekes in the Gemara. What does heis a bezdin mean? Does it mean a bezdin of two or a bezdin of three? So there's a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Now, if we come with the battle, Rav Nachman omar b'shul beis, Rav Sheshes omar b'shul gimel. Then, tikkun olam, so Rav Gamliel is misakei, that he cannot be mevatel, even b'shul beis, but only b'shul Ashri. Shul beis he came with tikkun olam. So then the Gemara says, what's the tikkun olam? What's the tikkun olam? מים תיקות הילום, ודיכנון תיאקונס מנזיר, ושלוקי שמון תיאקונס אגונס. ודיכנון אמר בפני יאקונס מנזיר, סובר לקראת נחמן, יאמר בפני שני, so before the תיאקונס חם גמליאל, he had to move back alone in the presence of two. In the presence of two, there is no call. So many times when the husband was moved back here, in the presence of two, so no call so started to circulate. So the Isha might not even take notice of that beetle. So the male, she'll get married, will be three, as we call it, will be Shame, the Liyade, there's no means of it. And she'll have children, and will be Namzeh, Vika Namzeh, there's Shlepshon, there's Akonis Abunas, some of the Rafshishes, Loma, if we give it to be brought in this recorded, we show that the order will remain today. So on the contrary, so she will not get married. And Vita comes a bullet to leak. So that's why he was misaking that he should only be invited if the Shriach, so if the Shriach, so the Shriach, so there won't be any problems, because once he reaches the Shriach will not deliver the get to the Isha, so there won't be any disappointment and frustration, and there won't be any mechshel. Turnabon, so on the mirror's misake, that he is not allowed to move out here, leaving the presence of three, in the presence of ten, and the presence of a hundred or a thousand to Jews, only in the presence of the Shriach. Suppose he was a year under Takonot, is it effective or it's not effective? So Beatley, so Mivutel, Beatle Rabbit. So there the Beatle is how. So that means if it was Mivatel the Shlichas, not in the absence of the Shliach, so the Beatle is how, so the get is no get, and she is not allowed to get married. So that means that she can get married. Now as the same Kashi, if me the I say the people is a good, so she can't get married. So how can the Chachamim be saying that the people is no people? And she can get married, they are matter, in effect, when she's loud. When we can even rise for the people, she might hear a better word, Shagun, she's loud, so the Lord says, hey, how in Kaddish, I can Rabon, Kaddish, I can Rabon, additionally, on the Rabbi, Rabbi, she can have a copy of the Kaste, could you be in my equal name, Shabi, Rabon, and was it was. So here, it's again a case of Shabu, Rabon, or Chachom, Mafti, or Vidushin, but it's analogous to the case in Sures. In other words, they are not Mafti, or Vidushin, at the time of the Vidushin, of the act of Vidushin, the very outset. But years later, if he, 20 years later, he gave the get and he appointed the Shliach, he executed the get and he appointed the Shliach, and then he was Mevatel, not in the presence of the Shliach. So the Chachomim were Mafti and Yidushin in the event of such a continuous. Okay, so we'll look at here. Now, so tomorrow we'll discuss all the women of Hakim Rabban Yishmael, and then we'll go over the taste test of Tikid Amram, whatever the Chirin will be doing, and you have to look at this. The subject in shows how is it to make some things there, and then the never die the Kisha Noha Shane again. How is it to think in the Lele Machine, never die the Kisha Noha? So I raise again. So Meister Risha, Meister Sefe. So the Nora says, Shochum Tower to Tower. Misha Shamazu, Shamazu. So that means he's too different. Tanoi. The Tano who says the Reishe, that any get, so he will say any get in the Sefer. And the Tano who says, Areize get in the Sefer, will say Areize get in the Reishe, But you look at the Rambam passes like the Reishe like the Sefer. So we go over that Eisves, the Sugya of Akira Adon Bishmelei, and that is this, Yidushin is how, should be how, because other people say they are not here, like the new body, but what should be here, so the Chachamim decided to not kill Yidushin. Another change is that the Chachamim decided to not kill Yidushin. And from the outset, the time of Yidushin is mentioned in the moment of the fury. The Chachamim was not only the in-law, you should the Rabban, and then when she came to the in-law, so the husband took her to Chukah in order to confirm the Yidushin into Yidushin the Raisa. So as she was standing with the husband, Amela Chukah is another person grabbed her with her consent, and he was the Kaddish. So again, with the Aise, the Yidushin of the second one should have, because to the first husband she was only Kadeshis in the Rabbanon, not with the Aise, not with the Aise as yet. But for the Shaykhagan, so the Chachamim decided to not kill Yidushin. These are two cases in the Law mentions where the Chachamim were not distribution there. And then there are three cases where the more emotions, the Chachomim Makir division not in the very outset, but years later, when you get it. So one case is our marriage to them. And there you need to be more information in connection with Kashir and Amir. Because on the Amir of Misaki, the Tao who appointed the Shia is not allowed to battle the Shlichas except in the presence of the Shia because of Arguners or Amziris. So the question is, what if he was not adopted? So he traded him. Is it effective or the Eved or not? So Rebbe says the Eved is effective, but the formula I say there is no such prerequisite that he has to be adopted. He has to be adopted with the Shlichas in the presence of the Shlia adopted. And the Shlia Daniel says, in came at you, there is no offer. That between certain knowledge, the kashe, how can we say between the high say little easily, that is no get. So how can the Chachomi be weaker in the high say? Certain Gemara says that the Hakina Rabbono So we don't say Machiavelli's book, and we pass the library like Herbert, not like Hashem. But it's not so pushing. Kiyazel is a Machlege of Hashem. The other Shem, there is one Moshe case in the food that even Herbert would apply the principle of Kiyazel's book, not in connection with the case where the Baal was the battle between Shnayim and Kishreisha, the way it was done prior to the Takonaga and Gamliya. But, so then, only the Shun Gamliya said Akina Ramushne, not Rebbe. But suppose he is the battle not in the presence of two, in the presence of one, or is the battle being the not. I mean, it's the battle in the presence of one, and not in the presence of two. So heaven say that the people in the heaven is not meeting. When does heaven say between the Torah? If he was Mivatir between Shnai, according to Nachman, or he was Mivatir between Shreisha, according to Rav Sheishis, the way it was done originally, prior to the Akonidah Ramadhyaya. But suppose he was Mivatir, not with Mishreisha, according to Rav Sheishis, or not with Mishnai, according to Rav Nachman, so then Rebbe would also be made it. Rebbe would also be made it that between would. So there is, if with Mishnai, not with Mishreisha, according to Rav Sheishis, or with Miechot, not with Mishnai, according to Rav Nachman. So Rebbe would also be made and beaten. Why beaten? So one Loshim case is, at the beginning of Ashleach, is that the reason as to why even Rebbe would be made that Bitlon is a shrine, according to Rav Sheishis, who requires the basin of Shreisha, Bitlon by the basin of Shreisha, or Bitlon is a Echon, according to Rav Nachman, who says that basin means shrine. So one Russian thesis is, why would Rebbe be made it, Bitlon in the book? In Shnayim according to Rav Sheishis, in Yechel according to Nachman, because it is daily with the Rosh Hashanah. Even though on the Raisa level, it's not the Rosh Hashanah, certainly Shnayim could be used.
the Deutsche Bank. And give me the Yahoo is not a Schneider because he did give them to his little name, but not with the Schneider. So in the eyes, it's not a Schneider. But yes, here with Chachom Yach, they were not told, the Dova Adin, they would soon discuss their cheating too. The Dova Adin, so it's called the Dova Shabbat. So the mayor, there is a chaos of Akira and the Chachom can treat it the Dova Shabbat. The mayor, the people is no people, even Abu Dhabi. And then the Ramban says, in between the Ramban, the Ritvo, says in between that if it is bitter between Yahod, so then in the eyes say the bitter is no bitter, because of the Ndevash of the Abba Pachas Mishnai. So there is a Roche by Tushin in between of the Ndevash of the Abba Mishnai, not only the Vulgay, but even the Kima Devo. I'm Kaddish B'Dachot, even if they are both made, the Kaddish and the Gadeshes, the Bao and the Isha, so it's in the Gadeshes, so the Kima Devo. So the new Ashliches, or the Bitl Ashliches, is also the Chetzer Tavish of the Arbo, and it requires to aid in the Kima Devo. So the Ramban says, if you do not hear the Mishnah, not the Mishnah, even according to the Sheishas, who requires a Bezma Shreisha, even prior to the Takhone Baran Gamliel, so that is only the Rabban. So the Hebe, the people will be a bit like all the Rabbi. But if you do not hear the Mishnah, so then we derive say the people is not people, because of the Aloha of Indosh and the Elbo, Poches Mishnayim, so Mumeire, the people is not people, we derive say, but if you'll be the Vatir with Mishnayim, so even according to Rapshishas, that originally Shleisha was required, a bit with Shleisha, but the Eved, the Bito, easily. So in other words, this Abdul Rabban Bishmin is ignoring the dimensions of the Eved, whether it is true according to Eved also. So according to Satan of the Shemin, it is true according to Eved, because we pass like a Nachman, that prior to the Takone by Ramban Liel, that the bit was to be with the Ashiach, so it was only required to make a bit with the Besen of Shnai. But suppose he made a bit not with the Shnai, he made a bit with the Yahoo, so then there is one Russian cases that the Bito is no Bito in the Eved, and on the basis of Akino Adoshim. So that's another case where the Chachomim applied the concept of Akino Adoshim not at the very outset of the time of the Dushim, but years like then there's a third case that we never mentioned. That's the Ayyim Omidal. Ayyim Omidal. Thank you.
discussion. Der ist ein Loch in meiner Tonne. Der tief ist schriebener. Tief ist schriebener. Geh in meiner Tonne. Und hier die Kuh. Alles noch aus dem Verschöpfen fällt. Und die guten Menschen, der tief dünn geht, mach was mit. Gott, he was very sick. And he was anticipated. Hast du schon dead. And he bequeathed all of the hosting to show me that. He didn't mention that he's doing it, machnesses. But he did it while he was a shlimmer. Then he recovered. Recovered, so by loch, that he's chizah from the matam. Because there is a link in it. Why did he bequeath all the things in the hosting? Not just the power of the hosting, but all of the hosting to show me that. Because he expected to die now. But had he known that he would recover from the sickness, he wouldn't have done it. So the matone is telling what else. The question is, suppose the Shrivnara gives a get to his wife. And he doesn't mention any praying, if I die, you should be gracious, if I don't die, you shouldn't be. He just did it again. But he did it while he was on the verge of death. And then he recovered. So Ravune says, Oma Ravune, that I'm days on the days, Gitiki Matnose, Ma Matnose Momatrize, Av Gitiki Momatrize. The same umbrella that applies to Matone, applies to Get. It's obvious. That the business why he decided to divorce his wife because he was sure he would die. But since he recovered, so he didn't want to divorce his wife. So she got to death, has been the wife. And then the mother says, how did you order that I give her a dollar? Sixth line from the top. How did you order we still have the offer? That they say, Rabbi and Rabbi say, that there is a distinction between Matone and Get. By Matone, if you should Radim Matone of all the Mechosim, and then we cover it to Chizam Matnosim. So Matone is pale. I think he may get, even if he recovered, in view of the fact he didn't mention in the Get or the time of the delivery of the Get to the Isha, that he's on my with the guys, so she didn't dress the same way. Why? But at all, and at the right level, the same meaning that applies to Matone should apply to Get to. So is the Konshachon. We still have a Ravune, Zera Sheyayemu, Yesh Get Lachamis. Because people see that he's Chayze here, that he's Chayze here, so they'll say, why is a Chayzeya? Why is a Chayzeya? Because he recovered. But if he didn't recover, so then the Get would be a good Get. Even if he wouldn't say, Hareze Gitech Me'achshon. So they would say, people would make a mistake, and would say, that Yesh Get Lachamis. So because of that, the Chachonim are misakim, that even if he recovered, so he cannot be chayza. Some male people never made that mistake. We see that Rav Nekzira she even is yet chamise. And we saw him more again as the kashe. We need to meet him in the high slav. We get him. We should say that Shadon is his slav. Hey, called him Kadesh, Adaiten Rabboni Kadesh. Yeah, to Rabboni Bishme, only Rabbin Rabash Timothy Kodesh Bikaste, Kodesh Bibir Maikar Neima, Omore, Shavu Rabboni Bilosi Bilosi.
So again, we have here a case, and we pass for like Rabbi and Rabbi, not like Rabbi.
That Shridhara, Shemosan Getli Yishtei, and Biomat, Yichoye, so in the Chayzer, we need it. In the Reise is Chayzer, is what we get.
But because of our Kino Rabbono and Yudushime, so how many cases do we have of Akino Rabon Mishne? The Gemara mentions explicitly Akino Rabon Mishne. So we have altogether five cases. Three cases where the Chachomim were Mahkia the Kedushin, not at the very outset of the time of Kedushin, but years later. So there's the case in Sudas, our case, then the case in Mitna from the Gimel. So there the Gemara mentioned it explicitly in connection with Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the Gemara does not mention it in connection with Rebbe, but there is the Shidus HaRishayim, that the same Aloha would apply according to Rebbe in the case where he's in the battle of the dead in Kriya. And then the Gemara in Shorzei, that I give in connection with the case of Shritmara who didn't get the Yishtei while he was on the verge of death and then recovered, so in our is in Chizeh Mihite and she is precious, even though with the Raisa she should not be precious, again on the basis of Akhtinabon. Then we have two cases where Chachomim Akhtir the Bushi. At the very outset, one is in the case in the Baschad HaMemches, where he forced the wife to give her consent to the Kedushin, so the Rai said, the Kedushin should be chal, because of Ada Bunzibam Omakne, and the Chachomim Omisakim, the true as a Sheikh Hegel, is not chal. And then the other case of Abu Kosaye, in the Bomezdan, Kuchrit, where a person was married to a Kpana of Dushi the Rabbonon, and then they brought her under the chuppah, ready to confirm the marriage with the Raise. And then another person came all of a sudden, and he grabbed away with her consent, and he was Mekadosh. So he confirmed with the Raise, the Dushi by the second one should be how, because she agreed to be in the Kodesh's name, but again, who also shall be Hegel, so the Chachomim or Matkia, these are the five cases of Akina Abesh and Dushu Nei, the Gemara mentions. But there are other cases where the Gemara doesn't mention explicitly, but Rishini mentioned. But Rishini mentioned it not that the Rishayim themselves took the liberty to be Makir Mishnah. The Rishayim themselves didn't take the liberty to be Makir Mishnah. But some of the Rishayim in certain situations said that this is the Pshat in the Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out explicitly. So one case that the Gemara doesn't mention that is an basis of Akira Mishnah, but the Mikiyase in Echad Mimonis in Sanhedrin mentioned, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Midraise Echad Mimonis, the Echad Mimonis, you have to investigate the Eidim, examine them, and you have to ask them, yay, shok, okay, and all kinds of questions, chishes, chiles. So that requirement applies not only to the Nefoshes, it applies to the Nefoshes, but the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that the Nefoshes does not require chishes, chiles, that's it, akomes chachom. Today, Shalitino does it, in other words, if every time Brady testifying based
So it would be necessary to examine the alien, so it would interfere with the readiness to lend money, because many a person would be deterred, would hesitate to lend money to his friend, because he'll be thinking, I'll lend him money and then I'll try to collect. So then if I have witnesses, so the person will start examining them and maybe they will not, you know, pass the examination. So I won't be able to collect. So why should I lend the money? What I need all this trouble? So because of that, the mnemonists do not require bishurkir, but on the highest level, even the mnemonists require bishurkir. So in case the mnemonists ask the question. The Mishnah says that a get that has no date, has no zman, is possible or not. That means in the rice it's okay. But in the rabbonim it's possible. Why is it possible? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Shem Yichata Vasach. He says, Rish Lakish says, Mishuperes. So it's only Takonis Chachomi. It's only Takonis Chachomi that a get requires man. And because of Shem Chabas Chesed, because of payers and so on, otherwise get wouldn't require Zman. But inasmuch as on the Reisalem, so unless you require the Shechter, what is get is Shtah. So Midrash say every Shtah should require Drishokhtir. And what is Drishokhtir? With Yehim, with Shor, with Mokim. So Zman, that's one of the points of the Drishokhtir that the Indian have to mention. So, is Zagor Seidim Marpe, and what is Zagor Seidim Bishtah? So he get that the Shtagirishin should require Zman Midrashim because of the Shochter. Oh, so you can say that Gittin and Dushin do not have the Chumre of the Nefashes, but they have the Chumre just of the Nemonis. But Midrashim, even the Nemonis require the Shochter. So maybe every Shtar in the Nemonis is Shtar, although any Shtar Mechire requires Zman because of the Shochtire, that what is a Mishtah, that's how we will accept Mishtah. So, what Chachomra Misake, so Tim Berg Lom, that the Mishtahs do not require Zman. So the male Shtar Mishtahs do not require Zman. So, but when we understand the Chacham Melchiach, because of Hefka doesn't Hefka, to Misakim, even though with the Raise, so Shtores requires man, even Sabmomenes requires man, but we are born or not because of the other one. But Gittin, not try to say Hefka doesn't Hefka, so how can the Chachomim be Hikya the Raise, and if with the Raise get requires man? That means without Zman, it's more important. How can the Chachomim say that even without Zman, it's not more important, but then a later Takone, because of Shem Yechavah Vasachay, say, and because of theirs. That's the Mugin's discussion. So Mugin's did you tell us, because I do not have one vision. So here we have an example that Hashem mentioned of Akira Adoshim Mishmunei in another situation where the Gemara doesn't spell it out. You see, in 5K situations, the Gemara spells out the concept of Akira Adoshim Mishmunei. But here we got a Zman by that, the Mukiyase says that the reason is why the Gemara in Gittin says that Zman is only required because of a special atone of Shem Yechav Vazachese and our parents, and even that requirement does not imply that he has to put down his movement, his hair. He only, if he puts down each year, so he gets to have a kosher. That's the halacha. The thesis mentions that here in Sures, that brings them a base, but it should be possible, I say, because of which is a yes. So the answer is, neither I say, originally it was possible, even if it had a general plan, but if you didn't mention the day, basically, some mailing it is possible to the Isaac. But the homing Markir or Misaki, that it doesn't require a Toros man of Bezier, but because of Kim Rabban Tishmei, but then the Chachom Yom is saying later that it has to have a general's man because of Shem Yechav Vazachei Seh Ope. That's, yes.
Why do you take away the requirement for Zman to get the first place?
So because for the same reason that the Chachomim or Misaki, there is no requirement of Trishur Kiran and Momnes, because it will interfere, you know, with affairs, with business and so on. So here too, if Trishur Kiran would be required, so then it will interfere with the convenience of being Migarishi wife, so there would be many situations where a husband would abandon his wife and then she wouldn't have a real get. So maybe because of that, the Chachom knows. Yes, right.
If it's Mishum of Kino Rabban like Kedusha, then every time someone gets a get, apart from what Mishum El said, that the Kino, so then it works in Afreya, not me kind of a problem.
Yeah, that's right.
How can I be?
In a Chanana, so it is like that. It is like that, according to Mishum. But Mishum is the only one who says it. Now the Rambam, there is a time on it, the Rambam mentions that the Echot in the Foshes, the Echot in the Momenes, Rechon Rishukhtir and the Reise, but Chachon and Misaki, because of Ritino Dari and Rom, that in the Momenes do not require the Shukhtir, at the same time the Rambam mentions that he get without man is possible with Rabbanon, because of Shem Yechav Vazachese, but if it has a general Zman, even though it doesn't have the specific Zman, it doesn't have the date, it doesn't have the month, but it has the year or which meeting it is, so they only discuss already. So the question is, but why is it kosher? Because the Rishuch Tzir is required by everything. So by Gershin, Dushin, it should also be required. And so why is it kosher? Why is it kosher? Why is it kosher with the Reise? And then something else on Haimus Kashi. Because the Rambam says, and that's the only promise, that one would do it, that only get if it has no Zman is possible in Rabbon. But Shtark Dushin is kosher to be Rabbon, even though it has no Zman. Only by that there is special component. But the question is, what seems to be the Reise, everything requires to be sure here, some Mele. Dushin should also require Zman because of the Shtark Dushin. So should also be one. So the time says the very basic he said in general, he says that the Rishon Chayim does not apply to Hakod Mishnah. Because Rishon Chayim, the Rashbam and Makarta, is if there is a question in the Kabbalah. Same as the best. In other words, when the Hakod Mishnah is now paid before Bezin, so it can. So Bezin has to be in Kabbalah. So the Meila, that's Aroch in Kabbalah, say this, that without examining the witnesses, so it's not Kabbalah, say this, but Kabbalah, say this, just two Jews stand before Bezni and he testified, and Bezni not doing anything, not examining, that's no Kabbalah, say this. Kabbalah, say this consists in the him testifying and based on examining days and verifying whether he tells the truth or not, so that's Kabbalah Seidus. But without Rishon Chayim, so it's not Kabbalah Seidus. Mashim Kim Ba'akod Mishnah, where the Aloch is, Shloki says, Edi Machsum Rashtar Masik Shnachkar, it doesn't be based on. So there is no need for Kabbalah Seidus. They just sign the names. In other words, if there's nothing in Asam Yisrael, if the lady tells them to sign Ishtar Avoye, or the Mecha tells them to sign Ishtar Mechira, the Nisim tells them to sign Ishtar Matone, or the Baal tells them to sign the Get, so then it's considered like a Kobol. So there is no need for Kabbalah Seidus. So there is no requirement of Rishon Chayim. There is no requirement of Rishon Chayim. That's what he says in the Rambam. But according to Mikhail, he said, so the only reason is why he gets without his man is kosher. And if he tells him what man, even though it's not a detailed man, just which year it is, and which week it is, so it's kosher in the Abonon, so it's because of a kingdom of Abonon issue. So that's one situation where the aloha of a kingdom of Abonon issue applies, even though it's not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara. Then another situation, the Gemara doesn't mention explicitly Akin Adon Bishmei, but some Rishon says is the Ramban in Kerei Kazir. The Ramban in Kerei Kazir, now there is a loche that if the Baal throws the gate in the Galadamas of the Rishon, so the issue is with the Rishon. So the Ramban asks, how is she with the Rishon? After all, the Torah says, no, some of the other. But Chotzer is not a Yavis Chaboy, but Daladamas, that's not a Chotzer. So, many of the Shem say, give me very simple terms, that here, the Chachomim can apply the Kiyach of Hebkabez Nehebkia. Now, the Chachomim only Sakeim, Daladamas of every person, even though he doesn't, you know, really own it, it's not his property, but the Daladamas of every person is considered like his Rishus because of Hefkabez Mehkia. So the Melon of the eyes is the Gereshus. Insofar as declaring the Daladamas as his Chosens. But the Ramban says something, the Ramban says, it's on the basis of Akimur Abonon, it's on the basis of Akimur Abonon Yushin. So there are two more situations where the Gemara doesn't say explicitly that it's on the basis of Adin Avon Mishmei, but some Rishonim say it's on the basis of Adin Mishmei. One situation is the case of the get without a detailed man, so the case of Yisrael Heaven says it's on the basis of Adin Avon Mishmei, and the other situation, according to the Ramban, but not according to the other Rishonim, of the get that is being dropped. Now, then there is excellence. There is excellence. Now, Rashi Shittin Perek HaZeret is that אנגישו כנדי נסגרשס פואגף פואגף נאבו איזה גמור אני גיטו עם קונקשן עם שחיברה ונזיר that a certain person sein am Bild. So, Hau schrieb mir, dass die Kossat und Peter in Gisse, dass die Pannen die Male schaffen sind. Und sie schrieb mir, wenn wir von der Welt gehören, er nimmt die Tresere Schabes und die Wente, die Neut, und Salz, die Zwei, von den Fabeln, die die Skuppe des Gisse, so er auf Schabes, die Tresere, die Neut, die Schabes, so he had to get rid, but there was no opportunity to have the deliver to her before Shabbos, and it became Shabbos, the sunset. And the Rabbonim saw Seah, you know, to be Migarish as he stayed, it's Migarish as he stayed. So I wish to that I possibly get a piece of Anatolian Marishabse, and he's people in his fellow, the Mohar next morning, Shabbos morning, talk of the army, and it appeared that he is dying. So, also he came to Ove, what should be done? Amalu, Zilu Amrle, Likne Le Lahu Duchte, Yosef Bekite, Viteze Lier, Viteche, Vitechtach, Vitar Zipo. In other words, the get was that in a certain mode. They belong to the Baal. In certain places, they belong to the Baal. So, Ove advised that the Baal should be told that he should be Makne, that one. But the part of the room where the get was Munach to the Ishok, you know, normally, I mean, even a king and his awesome Rabbanon, but in such a situation, so we are Matir, a king. We are Matir, a king. So Mele, so he should be Makne, he should be Makne, the room where the get was Munach. To his wife, but she has to be Kenyan, so she can be Kenyan, because no other God of Torah is a king of Hazoke, so maybe he should give her the key to the room, and then the wife will close the room, so that will be the king of Hazoke, so we will be king of the room, so maybe it should be with the Rashi also. So Rashi explains it on the basis of that. Jesus, und auch die Schäden nach dem Karasche. Alles scheiert an mich, ich schütte die Karasche, es am Krisen der Frage. Hier bei uns eine Woche, wie muss am Jodo, ich bin Krieg, ich sag mal, gab ich kaum, geh es noch gut. Aber es kam mir nicht Hamo. Aber es kam mir nicht Hamo, Agir. Agir, so, meine Schäden zählen, that even by Michire, Agir, die Sonne mit der Rabono, und es schimmen jetzt in der Reise. But Kien Yadi circle in the Reise, still with the bow, puts down the gate on the floor, and he tells his wife to pick it up, and she picks it up, she's not being gracious, because there has to be direct delivery, direct handing over of your daily door. So how could Agib be better than the Kien Yad of Pligis and Makarke? So the Rashi is very difficult. So takes this, and all the Rishayim in the Rashi, all the Rishayim in the Rashi, and they say that here it wasn't to Agir, but it was to Chotzer, and Chotzer can Yadis Rabbani, and Gito Bechatzero, Boimor Kerechot, because when the Ishe closed, when the bow was marked in the room, to the Ishe closed it, so she was skinny the room, so that became her yacht, and in that room there was a gate. So it's Kitab Hatzero, Volimor Kirachot, So she was gracious mitam chotzer. Why does Rashi explain it? Mitam agif, why didn't Rashi explain it to like old Irish tea? Very simple. That's a kasha anyway, it's not how we do. So this is a Christian says that the reason is the why. That's a bit chidesh. Even in Rashi. But the Tzitzachishan says that the reason is why, according to Rashi, Agit is affected by Get, again because of Afkina Abonish. So, we have another case. So we have two situations that the Shema mentioned, and one situation that the Tzitzachishan mentions. Now, if you want to know the whole list, so I'll mention just one more. I mean, maybe there are more, but I don't know. The Mesivis in Siman Aleph mentions another case of Afkina Abonishma. The Mesivis in Siman Aleph. The Mesivis says, now the halacha is that certain husbands basically forces them to give a get. That's it. An extreme, I mean, or if the husband refuses to support his wife, so business markets, he forces the husband to give the get. Now, so the halacha is that the get is a get, but here she requires that somehow. So why is the getting get if the husband refuses to give the get? But business hits him or threatens to hit him if he doesn't get the get, and then he gives. So again we say mitzvah shmuel chachomim, so agavun simgam arum darish. Since the deen says that he has to divorce his wife and Benson forces him, so mele agavun simgam darish. But that's only business of the soil forces. So, and if the thing is that he has to divorce his wife, and the business of the soil forces him, so it's not a good news. Because mitzvah shmeli chachomim adavim sigonom. But suppose the husband is in a kishrin, or the husband refuses to support his wife, and he doesn't want to give her a get, but you're saying going will force him to give a get. Suppose court will issue an order that he has to give her a Jewish get, so then the get is possible. It's a get news, because there is Mashallah to say mitzvah shmeru lechachon, unless the court tells you do what your own business tells you. But if the court forces him to give a get, not because of the directing of the business, so then it's a get loose. So then it's not a get loose, if the business shall be soil forces. So the question is, so the receivers renew the question now. The Gemara at the end of it says that only smuchim have a kirach kliyeh, but the yetes don't have a kirach kliyeh. So how can Bezin today, we are all about this, even though there are so many smochim today, but our deen, we don't have a deen of smochim, because the chain of smicha was interrupted. It has to be ish with ish. So maybe there is no smicha today. According to the Rambam, there is a possibility, both Achmei and Yisroel, will agree to be master of someone, so then he has enough someone. But that was tried once, it's Yosef. But generally, all the smoking are not that way. So we are all the deities, even if we adore all the deities. So you see, and the Gemara at the end of Kippur says that only smoking men who are called on him, the Midrash Barabbas are on him, so they have the right of creating. But the deities don't have the right of creating. Don't have the right of prayer. So the answer is, so the question arises about all kinds of dealings that take place today that requires more. So what do we say? Shlichus HaYekadmonim. So the Nesiba says, so here too, the reason is why a person today, a regular person today who allegates, can force a husband to give a get under certain situations, he can extreme, he doesn't support. I mean, and there are all kinds of shittas of shame under what circumstances a husband is forced by person to give a get. So Shlomosaikadin. So serious assumes Shlomosaikadin means Takonis Chachomim. And that's what he assumes. I mean, it's not a shittas of portion. But it means Takonis Chachomim. So again, why is the get get? If with the rice the get is no get, so how can the Chachomim, because of Shlomo Saikadin, be misakin that the get is get? So in Sibes, in Simen Aleph, the first Simen, in Chayshin Ishmael, again says, Akin Rabon Ishmael. I think this is the holiest of Akin Rabon Ishmael that I know, that might be more, I don't know. So, after the conversation, anyway, now let's go. Yes?
Isn't Russian shots in the
world? Yeah, you're right. So, you're right. I mean, you have to be complimented for the mind of the Russian Shabbos that could even hear me. So Rashi says, yeah, and then there is Rashi Shabbos, and there is Rashboi Yevomes, and Rashboi Yechubes, and even the Shinigbetzes, and our Gemara, you're right. So Rashi Shabbos says that by Nes Bairo, so, and Dechot is Nemor, and even Eden Gay is Nemor. So the question is, why is the Dechot Nemor? And Dechot should be Nemor, because in the Rosh of the Arbo, Paz Mishnai, and Eden Gay certainly shouldn't be Nemor, because the Kohat Yerukure, there is no such thing as Eden Gay. So Rashi in respect to Eden Gate, Rashi doesn't say it in respect to Yidachot, but Rashi says it in respect to Eden Gate. Rashi says, Akinu Betzadim, that at the end in Shabbos, it's around that Memhei, the Dalet in Shabbos. So Rashi says, Akinu Rabbonadish. But Rashi mentions it only in respect to Eden Gate. However, the Rashbo, in the Chubes and in the Chodushim and in Shubetzes, here in Sudas and our Gemara, mentions it in the name of the Rashbo, he mentions it in connection with Nidecho generally, that is why is Nidecho Memon? Because of Abdina Ayom Shubay. Thank you, I mean for a man. Oh, I guess another piece. Oh. Anyway, so now let's go over the tasteless that one of Gimel in Gimel. Tim Rabon Edition, Kid Sharab or Shmuel, in Kin Yechab El Vasachay, say, Uchiyo Reidim Shazim, so Yishlach Loget, in Vatel Shalem Yitni Shriach, in Vatel Yushin Yimim, so she Yitni Lo. So the Rashbam, this probably Rashbam Rabon or Shmuel. So Esikashe, since there is Allah Hamad Kin Rabon Edition, in case of Kimat Naizeines, or in the case of Bifun Shalom Bifun Hashriach, according to Rashim Gamriel, and according to certain Rishayim, even according to Rebbe, in the case of Bifun Bifun Yachor, so it's Atim Abel Rishmei, so maybe there is a possibility that a husband will be able to protect Vasachese his wife, if let's say they are aiding that she commits adultery, all we have to know to protect her, so he'll give her a get, a and then your opponent, you might give her a get, the legs that you'll get, and then your opponent is shliach, and then he'll be mevatel the shliches in the absence of the shliach, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so then he's bitter in the voodoo, so it will be acting out on the Shulei, so it will turn out to be determined retroactively that she was never in the dishes, so in Melee she's not a sur on him. So, אם כן יחב עוד אז אחרי זה, וכשיראים שצים צוד לשלוח לגט, אם פטר של בלי שליח, ופק יקדו שמימים צו שיקדו לה, ואם נריד או יקוש, so there are two תרוץ, one carrots given by the lead, and one carrots given by המתן. ואם נריד או יקוש, ואם לא חוש, אלא כשמחפו אלא שלו יקדים, אבל הוא יקדים לחפו, until up to all. So the Rebbe gives a very reasonable tarot, a very simple tarot. He says, so so what kind of a takoli is there if you protect her in the country? He'll help her out, kidding. It's not that he'll protect her, he'll protect her, kidding. The Gemara says, Zeh Hashem Yechapu Asachem Yisei, in connection with the get that has no Zman. So, why would the Chachom be like that he get that has no Zman is possible? Because if he get that has no Zman, Yorsha, so many times if the husband is married to Basachese, to whom he is devoted, so then she'll commit adultery, so, and he'll try to protect her. So after the Edim come and testify that she was Misane, or if he hears that the Edim expect to come to Belsen and testify that they saw that she was Misane, so he'll give her a get after the adultery, after the sin. Many days later, and he won't put him in his mom, and then when they even come to bless them, so she'll produce the star that was given to her after this news, but she'll say she got it a month ago, she got it half a year ago. So then for Mishalo Jidin, so there the Chachomim took measures to prevent. Vashinkin here, if a woman will be examined and give her a gift, and he will appoint a shliach, he won't give it yet, he will execute it yet, and he will appoint a shliach, and then in the absence of the shliach, in the battle, in the presence of Bezdin, so then it will be between the little contract you come there, and would say, after all the revolution day, that retroactively she was never married, so to be kidding, so there is nothing wrong in that kind of thing. That's what it means. ואם נגיד לי קושנים לא חושב שחפו לא יש לו הגדיל, אבל לא חייבים לחפו נעתיר את גדולו. והיא דיקשרה בני שמואל, איך הם חייבים אולי לא מיסי שישי שזיון סוף, ועשרו סופי כי נשם או נשלח לו גט מילת לנו, והיא דיחלו ממזיר מיטה, so Rav Shmuel asks a kasha, how can we ever meet out Misa to the Shishi Shazinza? Because years later, the husband will give her no answer to the get, and will appoint the shliach, and then will be rather than the shliach shalei b'nei shliach, so then it will be determined retroactively that she was never married, so she was not chayav misa. So it's a sore subject. So at the time of the asore, this is sophic, maybe she will not, it will turn out that she didn't become a chiyavismus. They dichem mamzer mutoya, they in our town dich, hay gavno lehad asore sophic. The aslinen vasarude, the raven darshan shiseya, וכששלחים גט, inbevat edel punaches kososchach und so. As far as the kasha was resulted is concerned, so it's no kasha on the says. Because we go to the hall, so it's not even resulted. It's something that is unusual, I mean, this whole thing, I mean, you get, I mean, that you can get, and put the shriach, and then the battles, and the shriach, and so on. So we don't have to be chayshish. So maybe it's not a shoshot. And as far as the kashi of Yechilu Mamzir and Yitoeya, so I call it the rich, no kashi, because the rich mean, what's wrong with the rich with Yechilu Mamzir? On the contrary, we'll do it with him. But Chabmetam didn't like the mistakes. So he says, Umashi Hikshon, what the biest, in King Yechata of Masachis, Rabbi Shmueles, in King Yechata of Masachis, say, יחיל מבזיר ליטוריה, יגיעון של כך מסחבים, ומתקין עמדו שמיני, דרתקון הרשף החומים, דרמי מתקון, שמתרקח יהיו בני סיסרויה ופוציס בעריס, על בורם של מסחבו לכך, להיחשים עם יחיל מיטאי, עם יחיל מיטאי. So in other words, so he says, רמתה מסחיל כאן, the rish it is that it's no kasha. He have a basachim say and he will be tired of himself because it will be given. So on the contrary, it will be a good thing. I mean, to prevent himself is what? Rabotam is saying. Rabotam says he won't be able to have a basachim say and he won't be able to be tired of himself. Why? Because the Chachomim are only Makir Kiddushin when the person was Mubato Shalom B'nei HaShaliach sincerely. But in a case where the husband deliberately, you know, and sagaciously, so he executes a get, and then he's Mubato, just one second, he's Mubato the Shalich HaShalom B'nei HaShaliach. In such a case, the Chachomim will not have given it. So we have a machlekes, in machlekes between the Ri and Rabbetam, if Baal will do it deliberately in order to manipulate Yaakov's Dushim, so according to the Ri, it will still be Akin Rabbon Dushim. According to Rabbetam, it will not be acknowledged. There is a tshuva in the sefer of the Prashan Rav. He was born of the Divrei Hador 100 years ago in Poland, you know, Shalom Shvadron. So there is a tshuva, he was a big major. So there is a tshuva in the Shvetana of Sinclair, there was a man saying that a married woman, so Aiden testified, I think that's the story, so Aiden testified that the husband died, then Aiden testified, and then they still gave her head to get married. Get married, she got married, and she had children for the second marriage. Then years later, the husband showed up. In other words, it's not that they testified falsely, deliberately, they just made a mistake. You see, they accused one man for another man, and they testified. So then the question was of Mamzeres. A hardship situation. So the Pajama Rebbe was asked, he was known as a big major. He was known as a big major. Maybe there's Macy. So the Pajama Rebbe, sure enough, he found Macy, but he didn't want to pass the Macy. He didn't want to pass the Macy because in that particular case, it could not have done anyway, it could not. But anyway, I don't remember the details of the Shire. So, but he said, Le'alochem, he thinks that in general there is an eight. In other words, where a woman innocently, gets married, as in that case, you know, because there was a good saving, and I mean, what she had done, I mean, she was completely faultless, she was an innocent Moor, and David testified in Bezdin that they saw that her husband died, and then she got married, and then she had children through a second marriage, and then the husband showed up. As a matter of fact, something like this almost happened to the mother of the Chacham Tzvi years ago. The mother of the Chacham Tzvi, something like this almost happened. So the mother of the Chacham Tzvi, was married. And then it was in Tachentat, you know, when Chmielnitsky, you know, perpetrated that terrible pogrom, you know, in Ukraine, you know, against the Jews. So Edim came and he testified before the Shah. He was the Reish Beis Din Dune, and then they saw, I mean, Jews, I mean, who are also potential victims of the Rotschim, you know, of Khmelnytsky's, Mishorsim. So they saw how Khmelnytsky's Mishorsim, how they killed the husband of that woman, and the Shah was recovering this. And then he gave her a heter. He gave her a heter to get married. She didn't want to get married, so the Shah advised her to get married. Why should you remain Agune? I mean, there was Kabbalah Seders. But she refused, in spite of the fact that the Shah urged her to get married. So she refused to get married. She hoped, maybe, her husband will show up. So she waited years and years, you know, it wasn't like today, you know. So waited years and years, and she was an Agune, and she didn't remarry. Then one day the husband showed up. So then he joined her, and then she had a child, and that child was the Chacham Tzvi. The child of the Chacham Tzvi, so Yaakov Emden, the Chacham Tzvi's son, in his autobiography, writes that story. And in the modern literature, so Jacques Rousseau is mentioned as the first one to write an autobiography. But in Chilas Tveidam, the autobiography that was written by Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Megillah Sefer, that was written about 30 or 40 years before Jacques Rousseau wrote his autobiography. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Megillah Sefer, writes the story. So something like this almost happened to the mother of the Chacham Tzvi, but it didn't happen. Anyway, so then when he showed up, so the Shah called the mother of Chacham Tzvi and he thanked her, and he had tears in his eyes, he thanked her for not listening to his son. because of that, so he blessed her that she should have a son. Rabbi Yaakov Emden mentioned the story. She should have a son who will shed light to the whole world. And then she gave birth to the Chacham Tzvi. That's the story. Anyway, so here it almost happened. But in the Judas of the Shana War, it happened, not it almost happened. So he mentions that possible remedy. But what did he what did he advise? So he advised like this. He didn't do it for myself because myself could not be done in that particular kind of case. But the Rosh Hashanah says that in the future, if all the building will be masking to this, so then he thinks there is a basis to be in such a situation where the woman was completely innocent, where everybody is innocent. When there was a real aggressiveness and they didn't know what to do, what should they do? Like the wrong human, they made a mistake, you know, they made a mistake. So then, to deem that the husband, when he comes back, should be advised to give a get, because the other case could not be manipulated. Couldn't advise to do that at night and then to manipulate that the night should be this kind of innocent. That's a possibility that she couldn't do. But, so the advice was that the husband should execute the duty and the punitive shliach and not be in the battle shall in the absence of the shliach. Because we don't pass like a king of Israel. We pass like Rebbe. But he should be in the battle with Yehud. He should be in the battle with Yehud, not with Mishnah. So then there is a sheet of cases that even according to Rebbe, so it's between the people, not in the Raise, but in the Rabbonon, because of that, you know, Rabbonon Gidushin. Some melee to be determined retroactively that she was never married, she was a Gmile. Some melee when she remarried, she was not in the Shishis. Some melee the children that she had from the second marriage will be determined retroactively, not to be Mamzer. But how can he do that? I mean, after all, the Rosh Hashanah Rebbe was a big major, but he's a bookie, he shas him, and in all the cases, so he knew them by pay. What Rav Matan says, it's told in the Machlokes between the Ri and the Rambam. The Ri is the Kashe, I mean the Rashbam is the Kashe, Jechim Mamzer Mitzoyah. So the Ri says, Marash, Jechim Mamzer Mitzoyah, it's good. It will be better that way, that will be Kiddin. It's only we have to worry about Mamzer being Nita Shalem Kiddin. But if Kiddin, so what's wrong with that? So it's a good thing. So what Rav Matan says, that when is a trapping about the shmei, when the husband was in the battle of the shliches sincerely, not deliberately in order to manipulate the Yadkazdushin, but if the husband is in the battle of the dushin, comes not that dushin, her husband is in the battle of the shliches of the shliach, deliberately, then the chachomim in such a case were not partir the Gushin, some melee to be told the Machlekes between the Ri and Rav Matan. So the Prashan Rav said that is a good one. He was a big Chadesh, no Rishi Mishnah. But he said that Rav Matan only says it in a case where the people do not have clean hands. In other words, a woman was Mizane, so she's a Kunze, she was Mizane. But the husband will execute a get, and then he will appoint a shliach, and then he will be vato the shliach, the shliches. He shall be a shliach, or a gecho, whatever. So some male in such case where he does it deliberately in order to protect the woman, you know, or to prevent mamzeres that result of a virus of the preachers. So in such case, the Chachamim are at Latkiya, but Chavitamu related that Eve, the husband, will do it deliberately in order to prevent Mamzeres that will innocently come to the world. I mean innocently, I mean every Mamzer is innocent, but it's not, it's only innocent as far as the Mamzer is concerned, but the parents of the Mamzer are not innocent, but in this case, you see the parents of the Mamzer are innocent, so then Chavitamu will agree with them. I mean, it makes sense, but it's such a slight chiddush. No Rishi mentioned it. All the Rishi mentioned that there is a machloket between Ri and Chavitamu, but this, the Brashan Rav mentioned it. And in that particular case, so it wasn't possible to do it, so maybe it wasn't relevant to myself because it wasn't possible to do that anything. And he says that in the future, if the Gdelim will be masking, so in the case where everybody is innocent, of course the Mamzer is always innocent, but I mean even when the parents are innocent, so then he thinks there is a basis to it. Now, of course, I mean, Roshana Rav was a good ladon, but this chiddush, this eitzah, is, of course, it would be wonderful if it could be done, but it involves so many shaykhs. First of all, the whole chiddush by the Roshana Rav, that Chavitamu only says that יעדינו של כך מסחר ועדיון בשמיני כל השכה חומי בלוי ככל that Chavitamu only says it when people are not innocent but when everybody is innocent then Chavitamu will say it's a bit Jewish
all right, the machine and the machine
are right yes, what is
it? What is that?
Of course, that's not so bad. But a shopping key, it can be matter in Mamzer, to be what we call on the basis of shopping, I mean, you cannot do that. Even though Midraises or shopping Mamzer is not what we call, so the Bershana Rav himself, he says that this halacha that Midraises, so first of all, Midrabonim and shopping Mamzer is also what we call. So how can you be matter? Rabbanu is not Hefker either, you know. So how can you be matter? He will be called according to the rules of right, but according to Ramtam, it's not all right. And are we to be machriya between the Ri and Ramtam? And there are many Rishonim who agree with Ramtam. There are Rishonim who agree with the Ri and there are Rishonim who agree with Ramtam. That's one thing. Secondly, the Bershana Rav himself says that, and that there is a machlokes achrayim. I don't want to discuss that question. She mentions a raya from the Tashlats, that the halacha that we love Mamza, we call it Hashem, Mamza Vada Yudu Yove, our Mamza Sofik Yove, so only applies to a Sofik Mitzies. But not to shock me. As a matter of fact, there is a machlokes on that. I think that from a certain Rabbi Kveiger, in the Chures, it appears that the halacha of that Mamza Vadahut Yove, or Mamza Sofik Yove, applies not only to a Mamza Sofik in Mitzies, let's say like Shtukya Asufe, but even to a Mamzer that is a Sofik Nidin, like here, it's a Sofik Nidin, whether the Din is like the Ri or the Din is like Chavitamu. And then, what's the use? I mean, that's not even relevant, this discussion, because assuming that it applies even to a Mamzer Sofik Nidin, talking about Rabbanon, in Yom's something is also what we call like a Shtuke Asuke. So certainly this kind of Yom's something is also what we call, so that wouldn't be a reason to be mad. But the whole Chiddush, the Tim Rambam with me is a big Chiddush. Oh, that's one thing. Then, here, as I mentioned before, after all, the Gemara only says, that according to Rav Shimon, we are accepting our Baruch Hashem. But we passed like heaven. But there is a Shimon of Shailin that in the case of Bito Bifneachot, or even Bito Bifneishnayim, but Zeh Shalom Bifneizeh, we know it is, and the Eilez, he makes two Bitoim, and one Bitoim in the presence of one Idachot, and then another Bitoim in the presence of another Idachot, so then it's also, the Bitoim is, the Bitoim is effective because of a Tim Avon Bishmei. But the other Shein say, in the case of Bito Bifneachot or Zeh Shalom Bifneizeh, the Ramban, the Bitvo, so then the Bito is no Bito Mudaraise. If the Bito is no Bito Mudaraise, so then there is no a Tim Avon Bishmei. And then there is a Loshin Tisvis, that first, at the beginning of HaShaleach, that was Bito Bifneachot, then it is also no Bito, but not on the basis of Akim Avon Dushmei, but on the basis of Korob with Dora Shebe'ar and Dvorim Shebe'lev, because it's Korob, Dvorim Shebe'lev. So maybe it's not on the basis of Akim Avon Dushmei. So you don't even have, so you have to mitzari several sveikes. First of all, maybe the svara of Rosh Hanarot is correct. The Tramontan would be masking in a case where everybody is innocent. Okay. Tramontan only says Chachom Yonat Mabdil Yushin in a case where the parties who are the cause of the Mamzeres are not interested, are not sincere, are not innocent. They are putting. So, but in the case where everybody is innocent, so then Rabbi Tam would agree with them. Maybe it is like that, maybe it isn't like that. And then maybe the Aloch is like the Ramban, the Mitzvah, that Bito Bifneachot, so then the Bito is no Bito in the Aise. So it's not because we're acting on Dushmei. And maybe the Aloch is like the Russian thesis at the beginning of HaShaleach, that the Bito in the Aise is a Bito Bifneachot. But in the Rabbonon, it's not a Bito, but on the basis of Dvorim Shebe'lev, not on the basis of Akim Adoshimei. So it's not from Atreya. So because of Yeshkiya B'Fachom Lachad on Matei, it was the same. So you have to be sorry, come and become a sneakers. How can you be Matia, a Mamzer on the basis of come and become a sneakers? So it's a difficult matter. And the Rosh Hanarot himself did not pass, but there is one role who passed me about 30 years ago. That's the Badi Yosef, the former Rav Roshi of the Svar. He was not here on the basis of that age. But that's a difficult solution. Anyway, I discussed that. The reason as to why I discussed that, I'll tell you why I discussed it. Why should I get up and get here? So many things, because unfortunately today, you know, everybody talks, criticizes Rabbanim there in Israel, the Rabbanim doing this and then do that. I mean, why don't the Rabbanim correct all the Mamzerim at all the Tzad? I mean, that you can do it, I mean, you can solve all problems. In one stroke, you can solve all problems. In other words, he's killed and the point of the Mashiach and the Yulaka and all kinds of things. And the Rabbanim are not interested. Only, you know, the ultra modern rabbis, they are interested, you know, in the lot of the unfortunate women, the Abunim, and the lot of the unfortunate children, the Mamzeri. What the deal is for, they're not interested. So, and then sometimes an ultra modern rabbi will mention this whole pasuk. So I wanted to point out that that this solution is a very difficult solution. It's a very difficult solution. I'm not criticizing Chas v'Shalom, but Rabbi Yosef, he has a right to pasuk, but it's a very difficult solution. I don't see that it is based upon it, because we have to resort to many, many stages. And then there's something else. And this is what I want to discuss. The pshat in this Gemara of Akim Rabban Yishuv. So the Oder Sheni is the Kashya. Just at the beginning of the summer, had a similar problem in Chicago. A similar problem in Chicago of a certain woman whose father was a cantor in a conservative temple in Chicago years ago. And what did he know? I mean, he didn't know anything. To him, I mean, he wasn't able to be mafrim, be tchiz, the choir. Everybody is a rabbi, so, I mean, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Stephen Weiss, so, there's no difference. This is a rabbi, this is a rabbi. Maybe Rabbi Stephen Weiss is a more known rabbi than Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. So his daughter, she was a Jew, you know, who lived through the Holocaust. Even though, you know, he was raised in a very Jewish home, but what did he remember, you know? So he arrived here, and he had a good voice. He became a chazan. Where she became a chazan in Harvard, since that, and get $10 a week. So he became a cantor in a very big temple, conservatism, years ago. And then he married off the daughter, and of course the rabbi, who is a known rabbi, he's not living anymore, a very known conservative rabbi in Chicago. So he was the officiator when the officiator ready. And then after the America, the government, and the father didn't think, I mean, that his daughter should not get a Jewish divorce. But what did he know? Jewish divorce. So he was a cantor in a conservative temple. So he advised the daughter is a very fine woman. She wanted to do the best. So she went to the, he's not living anymore, either. And I won't mention any names. He was the Reish Bezdin, you know, conservative Bezdin. He was well known in these days. He was known in Kikavitra and Hesed. So he was the Reish Bezdin of the day.